AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On a cold Veterans Day, President Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery.
Everything we have, everything our country has achieved, has been purchased by the muscle, spine, and steel of the United States military. We owe it all to the fierce and noble men and women of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Space Force, Coast Guard, and the United States Marines.
The president says Americans don't quit.
Today is not only Veterans Day, but it's my proclamation that we are now going to be saying and calling Victory Day for World War I.
Meantime, the USS Gerald R. Ford officially entered the U.S. Southern Command region almost 3 weeks after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth first announced he was ordering the aircraft carrier to aid in the campaign against alleged drug smugglers. California Governor Gavin Newsom responded to the Senate vote that moves the reopening of government a step closer.
In my core, I'm just I'm stunned.
Newsom warned Democrats are not alarmed enough about President Trump's political norm shattering.
I'm not coming in to punch anybody in the face, but I'm not pleased that in the face of this invasive species that is Donald Trump, who's completely changed the rules of the game, that we're still playing by the old rules of the game.
Air travelers could face more frustration at airports as they need to meet higher FAA targets for reducing flights. The FAA ordered airlines to drop 4% of flights at 40 major airports due to staffing issues. After canceling about 8,000 flights since Friday, the goal rises to 6% today and 10% Friday. The Dallas Mavericks have fired their general manager, Nico Harrison, an admission 9 months later that the widely criticized trade of Luka Doncic to the LA Lakers backfired. This is AP News. There was a big auction in Geneva.
Lot 50 is next now. Lot number 50. This is the sensational fancy vivid blue diamond ring, the melon blue.
It's a blue diamond weighing nearly 10 carats.
And we start the bidding at 13 million. 13 million francs. At 13 million francs, I have a bid in the room. 13,500,000. 14 million.
The blue melon sold at auction for 20.5 million Swiss francs, more than $26 million. Melon Blue is named for the late American arts patron Rachel Bunny Mellon. It had expected to fetch for 20 to 30 million at Christie's auction house. It was a far cry from the peak sale for a blue diamond. Christie says its highest price for a vivid blue diamond was set in Geneva in 2016. A 14-carat Oppenheimer blue sold for more than $57 million. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.